Greetings, I'm James Gilman, and welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio and Yseti Stargate. We've got some new things going on. I guess we're going to be on a major station in New York here pretty soon, so that's coming up. I didn't get the text on who they are, but we have like hundreds of affiliate stations, you know, not just it's not just As You Wish, but it goes out to tons of other stations and Yseti Stargate and Yseti Stargate TV and Yseti Rumble and Yseti, God, I don't know. It's all over the place. YouTube too sometimes, but we usually, I don't know. Maybe we can start posting on YouTube. I hear things are changing over there, so we'll see. I just got out of the coffee fields. I've been picking coffee all morning since 5 and ran into some fire ants. So I decided it was time to take a break from that. So anyway, we talked about we are going through some exciting times and things are going to move very fast. You know, with Trump back in control, we'll be moving very quickly to liberate not just America, but the entire planet. The planetary liberation is well underway. And even before taking office, a major cleanup is unfolding. Haog with the Orion Council of Light, not to be confused with the Orion Alliance, a malevolent ET group, his fleets, and a consortium of other spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are all working together as major contributors to the planetary liberation. The Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, Andromedans, and a host of others have all been involved. You know, it's sad you're not being told about this, but I think there'll come a time here real soon. Anyway, these are all benevolent, and they're with, they have their own multidimensional high councils, and they all adhere to universal law. So that's what's coming. What's coming is universal law. So they are the many mansions, the sweet energies of the Pleiades, the sons of Arcturus, etc., spoken about in the Bible. So this is biblical, basically. It's all throughout the Bible. But there's at least 5% of the reptilians. Or wait, there's less than 5% of the reptilians left. Less than 6% of other malevolent ETs that through draconian law have caused so much pain and suffering for over 450,000 years on Earth since the first colonies. We've talked about this earlier. There's some still embedded, you know, most of them have been taken out, but there's still some deeply embedded ones. But as soon as they pop up their heads, they're going to be beamed out of here. So anyway, the history of Earth you were taught is wrong. Humanity began on Earth from a series of colonies from the stars. There was a natural Earth human developing that was genetically upgraded, all of which is fully documented in clay tablets and temple walls. So we're a combination of star nation and natural humans genetically, and many of the plants and animals were part of a terraforming operation by the Pleiadians. Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies. The Lyrian colonies referred to as the Anunnaki came before them. So there's been colonies dating back well over 600 million years that have been coming and going to Earth. And mostly they lived in underground tunnels and facilities. They weren't really up on the surface because there were dinosaurs. But anyway, the negative ET reinforcements were recently taken out before they reached Earth for the second time. This is the second time they sent reinforcements. And that's why the UFO sightings diminished for a short period. You know, for a little while, there's like no UFOs. I go, what's going on? You know, we usually see at least 12 to 200 sometimes, at least, you know, 12 to 25 or 30 ships is pretty normal. And all of a sudden they're gone. And I go, oh, did we do something wrong? You know, I wonder what's happening here. But anyway, the satanic Luciferian billionaire eugenicists have also taken a heavy toll, and most have been removed or in the process of being removed in a combined effort with the White Hats. So there's no security or technology that can save them. You know, they can be beamed out anywhere, anytime, and no matter how deep they are, it doesn't matter. So that's just a matter of time. Also, too, the Earth just went through a 7-day straight shockwave that was continuous of unknown origin. This has happening quite a bit. There was a major shockwave that came in from Cygnus, and the Egyptian temples are all connected to Cygnus. A lot of them, they talk about that. They're aligned with Orion and the Pleiades and all this stuff. So, I'm not sure what's happening in Cygnus, but we are getting a major influx of energy from there now and then. During the shockwaves, there's a lot of things that happen. Timelines are collapsing that do not align with the positive timeline that we're now on. And the dark hearts are on a downward spiral. Their karma is being amplified and accelerated. Now, the Native American prophecies are being fulfilled. We've talked about that. Many prophecies from different nations are similar. The elders know each nation has their prophecies, and when they all come together, we'll have the big picture. So it's really good to check into all the prophecies, all the sacred books, everything, and then you'll see these common denominators that, are all coming together. In the Lakota tradition, there's a beast, it's 2,000 miles wide, which translates into it rains for 2,000 years. It's all consuming, and just when you think there's no more hope, the beast consumes itself. And so we were getting to that phase where everything was being taken over, and so it is now, it's in free fall, collapse basically. So there's the malevolent unseen negative entities, ETs, their political puppets, servants of the beast are all imploding right now. So the frequencies of Earth are being moved beyond their ability to stay. So these massive shockwaves and X-class flares and coronal mass ejections, these are all part of the awakening and healing process, the vibrational lifting, the planetary liberation process. Whenever you have a major CME come in or a flare, with the light comes consciousness. It's all connected. And a lot of people can't understand, they can't put that together. But it's not just a big ray of energy hitting us, it's the full spectrum. And every spectrum has consciousness and energy embedded within it. So that'll help you understand how this is all working. So there's two paths. There are those with the insatiable lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, which use technology to control the masses, and they're on the downward spiral. And then those who are in service to humanity and the earth and want to live a spiritual life in harmony with humanity and the earth are on the upward spiral. The downward spiral is rapidly collapsing, signaling the end of tyranny, the end of the beast. So the pillar clouds, the shiny disks in the firmament, the ships that had bronze feet like calves, fire and brimstone coming out from underneath them, sounded like 1,000 rushing rivers. Lights at the river Chebar, the prophets met with, Elijah's fiery chariot, even the Star of Bethlehem were all physical energy or light ships, and they're back. So it's going to get very exciting here real soon. There's more to the heavens than harps and clouds. A lot of people think, I cross over and die. Nothing ever dies, basically. Your soul is eternal, it never dies, and your body just disassembles back to the atom. And the life force is in the atom. So it's a big illusion is death. Everything is just in transition or changing forms. But anyway, we are joining the rest of the multiverse, the greater family of man, some billions of years ahead of us in evolution. The Trump victory is just beginning. I believe Elon Musk knows much more of the story than he's saying. And to those who endured the reign of the war and disease profiteers, the poverty, the illegal immigration invasion, the increase in crime, the lies, deceptions, hoaxes, the deceptive media, all of this is coming to a close. And so, to the patriots and those who tried to live a life with high morals and integrity, here's your victory lap. To the Democrats, stay tuned. You'll either love or hate the ending. So, this is going to be good. It's biblical and it's for everyone. Okay, let's go ahead and play those memes.
You're a mother away, you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive.
Okay, sorry, Democrats. We have to give the Patriots and Republicans their victory lap. They have a lot more forgiveness and compassion for the Democrats than it was ever afforded to them. So most people do not take sides. They side with truth and action. And that's what we need to do. Don't owe your allegiance to anybody other than the God within you. Go within, connect with your own soul. See if this is true. This is right. Does this serve, you and the rest of the planet, or, is it just a bunch of nonsense? So anyway, there are, however, the socially engineered moral and integrity challenge having total meltdowns, not realizing they're suffering from the Stockholm syndrome and cognitive dissonance. If they had their way, we'd be living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And we all know how that turned out. So this is for everybody. The work that everybody's doing is for everybody. It's redirecting, this civilization to get off that downward spiral, basically. And what a lot of them have failed to realize is that, this planetary liberation is for them as well. Now, there's enough for all. We'll all be going into an age of abundance. You don't have to take from another to provide for your needs, or in some cases, sense of entitlement. And there's a lot of that. So socialism is when you take power and wealth and put it into the hands of the few, who in the beginning do giveaways and other, with other people's money and taxes, and they do all that to gain power and control. And it's really nothing more than a bribe, an incentive to give them your power. And it's called socialism. Anyway, so to maintain that power, they have to take away your freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to protect yourself, your family, and a host of other freedoms. So socialism is great in the beginning, with all the freebies until the money runs out, and those they're taking the money from are either broke or lose all incentive. And then the riots begin, and the ones controlling the wealth and the power, in order to retain their lifestyles and positions of power, use surveillance, the weaponized agencies, the police, the military, to suppress the people. And all the people, including those who in ignorance gave them their power, thinking somehow they would be spared if they were a good little sheep. And it doesn't work that way. So anyway, the lawfare, the weaponized agencies, and the media taught us that lesson. We just went through all that. So anyway, historically, having taken away your freedom of speech and right to bear arms, humanity is powerless to regain their freedom and end up living in abject poverty, followed by disease and death. They create the plagues, and a mass culling occurs. And so we went through one mass culling, and they're trying to bring out another one. So don't fall for it. Anyway, the common folks become the burden to the elite, and they're no longer cost effective or necessary. So know your history. This has happened again and again. How did the other socialist and communist regimes work out in the past? Many ended with tyrannical leaders and genocide, basically. That's the end result. So, before you think this is a great idea, do your history work. But anyway, the globalists want to replace humanity eventually with, they want to chip everybody and have total control, 100% control. They want robots and cyborgs or some kind of Borg scenario. So that's where they want to go with all this. And this is really what the global elite, the billionaire eugenicists, their deep state and corrupt politicians had planned. And much of it disguised as saving the environment. The carbon footprint they want to get rid of on the planet basically is you, is humans. So that's a whole nother show. But anyway, that plan was subverted by Trump's first election, then reenacted by the Biden-Harris administration, and all supported by the Democrats in ignorance for, or knowingly hell-bent on participating in their own enslavement and demise. They want to take everybody with them. It's all about short-term game and freebies, up front, but eventually, got to pay the piper, basically. Anyway, the Great Awakening is for everyone. The war on disease profiteers are finished, and their karma will soon come home to roost. And there's a coming together of people who are wise, morally and integrally gifted. And although not perfect, both parties are joining together and ushering a whole new age. So it's an age of freedom, prosperity, and unity. So why do you think RF Kay and Tulsi and Elon and Joe Rogan and a host of other leaders joined Trump to do what is right for America. I goes because they saw what was happening. They know the end result, and put America first. They became Americans first, transcending the divided two-party system. So we're not a democracy. We're a republic governed by a constitution written to bring unity, empower the individual, and preserve the rights of all Americans. The division game is over. The global elite billionaire eugenicists, their deep state and corrupt politicians, the mega corporations and their mainstream media have all lost their stranglehold on humanity. And it's time for all of us to come together and truly create heaven on earth. So this is all becoming unraveled, and everybody is seeing it for what it is. There's some great clips out there where these guys are looking at the states, and the guy's going, "Is there any state where Kamala is really taking the lead here?" And they go, "Well, let's bring up the map." And they bring up the map, and it's empty, like no state. And it just the look on their faces, and just watching these lamestream media hosts, freaking out, and The View, and all these people just, they made all these fear-mongering statements that they're going to come after you. They're going to separate the races. You can't be married to a race that's not your own. I mean, they made all of these ridiculous statements, like a global ban on abortion and things. It's like they just made up stuff, and just like all the lawfare and everything else. So they've lost all credibility, and now that he's been elected, basically it's over with. All the lawfare is done. They can't do anything else with it. They're going to try, but you can't indict an elected president, period. End of story. So it's just a matter of time. So there is a team now in charge that has the best of both parties working on behalf of all Americans. And we need to transcend all religious, cultural, even gender divisions, and all work together as Americans. Trump is just the front man for a greater plan, a unified effort to save not just America, but the world. And, maybe it's time to end the "I hate Trump" perpetuated by the lies and deceptions of the mainstream media and switch to "I love America." We can all agree on that. Let's take care of America. A wise man once said, "It's best to forgive before the hate consumes you." And you can see these people having meltdowns, after all these meltdown after meltdown, after the meltdown, finally will come the awakening. Because, I mean, how long are you going to scream and cry and you go, "No," and put on a show and do all this virtue signaling? It's not going to last very long anyway. So anyway, also too, I wanted to say, watch the skies right now. UFOs are appearing globally. YouTube, TikTok, X, Telegram, Rumble. Go to our sites. Go to eSETI.org. Check it out. There's so much footage of UFOs. And we filmed 1,200 ships here in 3 months in Hawaii, and more even in Washington. So, and these are ships coming out of the mountain. These are ships that are morphing into four and back to one again. These are blue ships, pink ships, purple ships, turquoise ships, every color, purple ships, every size, shape. And they're all on there. They're on eSETI. So, 40 years of contact, folks. It's like we got to get over there. There are some CGI fakes, but overall disclosure is coming from the skies, and it's too big to rig. So, same thing is happening in the UFO community. It's just too big to rig. And the controlled narrative is over, basically. So, soon the majority of people will have their own sightings, and those who rise to the occasion will have their own contact. Disclosure is coming from the skies, and their technologies, the fearless energy, anti-counter-gravity, the med beds are already on the planet right now, waiting. They're waiting to be distributed. So this is all coming real soon to a neighborhood near you, basically. So something we can all unite around. And so anyway, why not? Why not bring in the fearless technology, clean up the environment? Why everything they're doing now is a bust. This Green New Steel and these carbon scrubbers and all these things are setting us up for a big mess later. And anyway, so it's again the carbon footprint they want to get rid of is you. So, as my good friend Bob Dean said, it's a whole new world if you can accept it. I think he said you can take it. I'm not sure exactly what he said. I'm not even sure if Bob is still with us. I think he passed away. But anyway, somebody can send me a text on that or something. But anyway, we can cling to the past, superstition, the division game, or move forward. That's our choice. It's up to us. Each individual needs to be judged by their character and actions in the days to come. Look behind the curtain. Things are never what they seem. So, in summation, the big lesson is fear, slander, hoaxes, bribes, weaponizing the agencies, and aligned mainstream media is not enough to keep the global elite and the deep state in power. Basically, the vast majority of the people, as exemplified by the latest landslide support for Trump, are not as stupid as the elite think. The runaway inflation, soaring food and gas prices, the real crime statistics caused by open borders, and the hundreds of thousands of murderers, rapists, criminals, unvetted, released in America, many of which are voting in blue states, just doesn't sit well with any reasonable mind. I mean, if you're okay with all this, you might as well just check yourself in somewhere because, all that leaves us with is the socially engineered, critical thinking, and morally and integrity challenged people crying, screaming, and virtue signaling on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, and all censorship central, making empty threats or of leaving America. I say do it. Move to Venezuela, China, or North Korea. You don't have to set yourself on fire. You just need some tough love. Somebody needs to sit down and talk to you and say, hey, guess what? There is universal law and you broke it. Anyway, so there's just not enough sheep to keep this criminal organization going. Kamala has run out of endorsements from the Diddy list and billionaire eugenicists, so I don't know what she's done now. Even the college kids, after immense programming, saw behind the curtain. Charlie Kirk and Turning Point helped him out there. I was watching him engage the students, and he just like hit them with questions they couldn't answer. And then I saw after he was through with them, they all put Trump hats on and walked off. So pretty amazing. It was great watching that. So just base logic and knowledge, and not coming at them in a demeaning way. It's amazing what that'll do, especially at a learning center. I mean, they're there to learn anyway. He even had a UFO sighting on his way to an event. I saw a YouTube thing, and he was in a plane on his way to an event. And he's talking to the pilot, and they're going, "No, that's not a plane." He goes, "Look at that! Look how high that is!" And it was above their plane, and actually, it was an escort. I don't know why these guys don't ask us who they are. But they're majorly involved. At the shooting, they're hovering over the shooting event and the assassination attempts and everything. They're not going to let it happen. So anyway, they're not going to allow a nuclear war either. So don't worry about that. Anyway, humanity has evolved beyond the ability to control and deceive as a whole. So that's done with. That's exactly what's happened. It's called ascension. And so, what is behind it is an unstoppable force beyond imagination. Call it what you wish, God, Creator, Great Spirit, Ascended Masters, the beautiful many, spiritually and technologically advanced beings. It's all a force behind the comprehension of most. The whole galaxy is ascending. And, they tried to take out a lion with a pea shooter. And we all know how that ends. Having a battle of wits with the unarmed is no contest, basically. And J.D. Vance has shown us that redundantly. Anyway, Republican or Democrat, why not just come up with some good ideas, solutions that serve in the highest and best good of the people? What a novel idea. Why fight amongst each other? Let's put all the solutions on the table and ideas and see which one is in the highest and best good of the people. And that's where we're going. I think this two-party system is pretty much over. And eventually we're going to be aligned with the Galactic Council, and they're going to advise us according to universal law what's in our highest and best good. They won't take over the situation. That's not, they don't do that. They just come in as advisors, and we have free will, and we can always choose what we do. Unfortunately, the negative ETs have been here for a long time, and with them, we didn't have free will, and they kind of pushed their way on everybody. So, anyway, that's all coming to an end, thank God. And we're going to open up for questions now and do a little Q&A. Hang in there. Things are going to move very quickly, as we said, and it's a good thing. You don't have to cry and whine and freak out and virtue signal and make a big scene about this thing. When you really get down to it, it's in your highest and best good, all of it. So, on that note, let's bring on the questions. I think Kathy's with us, and we can go ahead and start with the first questions.
What or who exactly are the Elohim?
Elohim is plural for gods. And from my understanding, they're a group of beings that, what I was told, and I don't know if that's changed, but they never incarnated. And they're like creator gods. And if any biblical scholar will tell you, Elohim is plural for gods. And in the beginning were the Elohim, if you really read the real Genesis, the way the real story in Genesis, Michal Ledwith has some great stuff on that. I think it's Hamburger Universe is his website, so check it out. He's got a book called Saving Jesus and just some really good stuff on there. Really good DVDs and books. Check them out if you want to go that way. But anyway, he talks a lot about that whole thing. But anyway, the Elohim are just some very, very powerful beings, and they all work according to universal law. And they are kind of like creator gods. There is the absolute. There's the some people call the absolute. Everybody has a different name for it. Somebody call it Jehovah, Yahweh, Brahma. They all have different names for it, but in truth, it's nameless and imageless. Okay, this is a hard wraparound. It's neither female or male, but it's both male and female. It's neither physical or non-physical. It's both, and you can't. It's nothing and everything, and until you kind of become half enlightened, you'll never understand this because they're paradoxes. But it takes different forms. It can take any form it wants. Like a good example is Ezekiel is a god of eternal bliss. And I really invite anybody to meditate on Ezekiel because it's a merge of Ezekiel and Kasia. And they soul merged and ascended to the seventh dimension, which is the plane of bliss. And there's a lot of beings there that are waiting for us to engage them, to ask them for help. Now, when you connect with this energy, you get this big bliss hit and you get this shit-eating grin. Hope there's not kids here, but you just get this big grin. And when you really connect with it, your first connection, you're going to be crying and bawling. And it's so intense. There's so much joy and there's so much love. There's no words for it. So when you get kind of tapped on the crown, so to speak, and that opens up, you go through the psychic barrier and it's intense. But there's a lot of beings there, and he's in that Elohim realm, kind of, or she, or I don't know what they got to, I'm sure they have a word for it. I don't know what it is, but there's got to be, you don't want to call it an it, I don't, to be disrespectful, I don't know what you would call a, because even he, she is a limitation. So I don't know. Hope that answers your question. But yeah, that's who they are.
What is the result difference between returning negative energies to sender and healing negative influences? Is there ever a time to use return to sender, or is healing unseen negative influences always the way to go?
Let me see if I can say this, but I might get in trouble on this. But basically, healing unseen negative influence is really best. But when you have somebody that's doing spiritual warfare on you, And they just keep doing it. You can do a return to sender, and you can seal them in their own energies. I'm not going to say how to do that, but you can do that. And be creative. You can figure that out for yourself. But when you do that, they're it's pretty heavy. When you seal them in their own energies and you put a stop to it, you first clear yourself, you shield yourself, and then you don't do it with negative intent. You just say, okay, enough. I'm, everything back to source. Everything you're, and they sometimes end up in the hospital, and that's happened several times with me. These people were just full on throwing everything but the kitchen sink at me, and I just got tired of it. And I said, God, and it was having a physical impact on me. It was really hitting me hard. So finally, I said, okay, enough. And I used a Tibetan technique and a couple of them that I was taught, and I kind of pinned them down and sealed them in their own energy. And it didn't work out too good for them. Now, you're not causing harm to them, they're causing it to themselves. So you're not doing it to hurt anybody or anything else. You're saying, okay, have fun with this, enjoy your creations. They're not coming out of your little bubble, basically. They're going to stay with you. And there are times that's necessary. But be very careful when you use these technologies. And a lot of people are playing a victim role. They're very doing this victim thing and everything else. And sometimes if you clean up that victim role, whatever wound and trauma, and wrong conclusion from past experience, whether it's past life or not, when you clear that out, that ceases and it ends, and just shield yourself. Because they have a door, you've got a chink in your armor that you got to get to and clear out. And so, but there are techniques to do it, but I would first feel any unseen negative influences, see if there's some chinks in your armor, that need to be healed, some trauma, some victim patterns and things like that. And really fortify your aura, and if it continues, then go to plan B.
Will there be an alien war with the spider beings slash China? The Farsight Institute has received information regarding this.
An alien war with the spider beings.
And then it says slash China. And then this person says, in other words, will there be a war within the next 3 months involving the negative and positive ETs?
I mean, that's already happening. That's been going on for a long time. And we have some of these things we've been dealing with are boots on the ground, and there's these creepy things. They call them rakes, or they call them They're calling them aliens, basically. They're coming up out of the ground, and they crawl on all fours. They can run on two. When they go into attack mode and come at you, they run on two. Some people have experienced them, and they said they have a kind of a pulse that comes out of their chest like a laser, and they can hit you with it. And I've never seen one of them, so I can't say from personal experience, but there is a lot of evidence that they're out there. And there are some huge fires going on in some of those areas, and they're kind of like burning them out or cleaning them out. And they have boots on the ground. They have some special forces in there dealing with these things too. But I mean, the dumps, the underground facilities, they're taking out a lot of that. That's an ET war going on. So the war has been going on for quite some time. The good news is the major reinforcements are here now. And it's pretty much over for them. They're kind of hiding out in some of the deepest, darkest cracks and crannies, but I don't think they're threatening more, because and a lot of these people in very high places are just puppets for some of these forces, these negative ET forces. So there is a satanic Luciferian negative ET, reptilian, royal reptilian, regular reptilian, Greys, Shakar, all these different entities that are on the negative side. They're part of the Orion Alliance, and there are a lot of people that have done rituals and ceremonies, and their allegiance is to these beings, and they've been promised a lot of power and wealth and notoriety. And And you can watch them. They're all collapsing right now. It's like, I don't know if I should go there, but a lot of the Epstein, Diddy, and all these other ceremonies are all tied into that. And there's ceremonies being done to invoke these negative entities that are so bad and concern children and things like that that I won't go into, but it's all being cleaned up and it is happening. A lot of very famous people are heavily involved in that.
Are we just being force recycled in the reincarnation trap to continuously create loosh to feed the evil entities that are in control?
There is a lot of that going on. People that are stuck on the wheel of reincarnation, the lower levels are just coming back in again. You don't have to. And it's all about frequency and education, spiritual education. When you realize, I tell people when you cross over, I said, don't stop. Don't stop to talk. Go for that golden light of bliss. Don't stop. And people go, no, don't go to the light, go to the brown energy or the dark energy. And I go, no, don't do that either. But from my own personal experience, and that's what I'm talking from, having a couple near-death experiences, I went to that plane of bliss and I decided to come back. It was my decision. And I wasn't guilted and I wasn't pushed or anything. And I was so blissed out in that realm. The bliss and the love and the joy is beyond words. There's no words to explain it. And after that experience, they asked, what do I want to do? And I said, I want to go back and teach people about the true nature of God, the higher dimensions, what it's all about. Get rid of all these old superstitions and programs and the fear and the guilt and the unworthiness and all these disempowering programs that are happening in a lot of religions. And the last thing I heard was, as you wish. And the next thing I know is it back in my body and they're pulling me out. Lifeguards are pulling me out of the water. So that's been my experience. But I always tell people, if you see a relative or you see these other people, that's great. You are going to see them. But keep going, make your personal connection with Creator first. And then you can go back and forth through the dimensions, and you can't get caught or get hooked into those lower dimensions. But there are people that go into the lower astral levels, and there'll be like these people representing themselves as priests. There's faker spirits in there. There's all kinds of demonic and even negative ETs and things in the lower astral level that you want to avoid. And if you get caught in there, you just reincarnate, and then they totally make your life hell, and all that pain and suffering, they feed off that energy, and that is real, but there's a way around it. There's always a workaround.
Does salt repel negative reptilians?
It seems to. I don't think they like it. It helps. I think it's more intention. It's like if you're going to do clear unseen negative influences, it's a power tool. You have to plug it in, and you plug it into Creator, and you can channel the love of Creator through you. Love's the ultimate power in the universe, and it's a cosmic glue. It's the manifesting force behind creation. And when you make your own personal connection, you can channel that energy through the heart into every situation. And they can't stand in that frequency. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn with. Now, when you're saging your house and you're putting salt around it and everything else, your intention is creating a reality. And you're actually inviting the higher beings to help clear out your space, hopefully, and so you can call on Creator, God, Great Spirit. You can call on, Kuan Yin, Buddha, Yeshua, which is his real name, Yeshua ben Joseph, Mary, the House of Mary. You can call on, all these different beings to help you, which is wise. Babaji, the Yogi Christ, and they can help you, maintain your space and clear your space. And that's their job, kind of. It's what they do. They help us. They empower us to make our own personal connection with Creator, and they help us along the way. But they don't want to be worshipped, and that's where people get lost. Because I mean, Jesus said, "When you worship me, you diminish your own personal God connection, and he wants you to be his friend on even par, basically. And that's what he was saying. He made it very clear. He said the temple is within, period. People ask him, my where's God? How do I get to God? And he goes, it's closer than the hair on your head, because it is the hair on your head. It's everything. It's all that is. It's omnipresent. But we have to understand that. So, and it's most unlimited understanding. It's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And even that's a limitation. And so that's where we need to connect. That needs to be the end goal. One of the lamas, I love what he said, that I studied with. He said, the reason there's so few enlightened people on the planet is because it's so damn simple. And he said, get out in nature, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. And don't get distracted, basically. And basically that's the path to enlightenment. And not being distracted is the biggest, it's not that easy. It is simple, but it's not that easy, because there's so many distractions that take us off the course, and take us off in different directions. And all these negative ETs come in and try to distract you too. They don't want you to make that connection. And they'll jump through friends and family and try do everything they can to sabotage, your enlightenment and your mission, basically. And that's what they do. And you got to be aware of that. There's always two sides of the coin. And enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, both sides of the coin. There's not just love and light and goji berries and turn your body into a pretzel. There's a lot more to this. And I see these people that are very smug, and they go, I'm already in 5D, and there are these yoga teachers, and they think they know it all. And one yoga teacher came up to me, he goes, why are you talking about UFOs? That's such a low level. That's not being enlightened. And I said, so you don't know about the UFOs? And he goes, no, I study the Veda. And I go, they're throughout the Veda. They even talk about their ships and how they power their ships, and how to build a ship is in there. And so you haven't studied the Vedas, and it's just the spiritual ego is just blowing me away sometimes. But we have to just learn to listen and be present, and run things through our own personal connection with Creator and see what's right for us, basically. So, and that's where we need to get to. And a lot of loving detachment and being the observer right now is so necessary. Because, with all this, and we are going through end time madness right now, and people are just losing it. And there are people that operate under universal law and are focusing on love and joy and bliss, and they're blessing the life, and they want to anchor that in here. And there's other people that are just flipping out and taking a whole different direction. So we need to be aware of that and use discernment and become the observer and pull ourselves out of these situations, because there's a lot of drama going out around out there, and it's just like we're learning over and over lessons in detachment, loving detachment. Okay, yeah, you have fun with that. You enjoy that. Doesn't matter how bad it is, how big the karma is, or what they did or anything else, it's not worth it. It's just not worth engaging.
What's your opinion on ringing bells, say large church bells and other bells? Are they rung to affect negative entities?
Definitely, yeah. That's why they buried all of them. They went and got rid of all these bells and buried all these bells. They're starting to dig them up again, and they're actually ringing them, which is great. But yeah, these bells, when they rang these bells in a city, it really drove out a lot of the negative entities and things like that. And to me, I think they should ring those bells at a certain time, and then everybody should meditate and do clearings. Have the bell as a reminder, but also as a tool to drive these entities out. They say when you're clearing an area and you use sage and your intention and salt, and use a bell too, with the intention of clearing that out. and invite the higher dimensional beings to help you. And it works. It works, but it definitely bells are amazing. Tones, any kind of tones. I have a Native American flute and it's a double flute. And when I'm playing it, I hit these two tones that come together. And it's hard to keep playing after these tones hit together because I go out. It's like these two tones merge and I go, whoa. And I have to like readjust. And there are these tones that are tones of enlightenment. They're healing tones. We really need to do a lot more work on that and a lot more research. And I'm sure people have and build, healing units, using sound and light and things like that, which and even going into the quantum field, the higher conscious and energy as well, which is what the medbeds do actually.
Do ETs like the stories and movies we make about our local legends?
About our local legends.
That's what it says.
Probably. I mean, if it's historically correct.
I think maybe a lot of things are inspired by ETs.
I'm sure that this is gonna freak people out, but almost all your sacred books were inspired by ETs. And even in the Bible, you have two sections of the Bible. You have the Old Testament, which was kind of a jealous, wrathful God, kind of a genocidal guy. And then you got the New Testament that talks about the all-loving, all-forgiving God that Jesus aligned with. So it's good to know the history, because it doesn't make any sense at all when you read it. You go, wow, I don't want to connect with this guy. He's going to turn me into toast, basically. And so we're kind of going like this. They're going, okay, I'm trying to be good. I made a few mistakes, and so I don't want to go to hell or burn forever, everlasting flame. And they create a situation that nobody can live up to and not eat, function on the earth, basically, because you're going to make mistakes. And anytime you align with another human being, they have their ideas and goals and objectives and of how you should be and how you should act, and you have your ideas, and they're going to clash. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, and it's all experience. You're gaining wisdom through experience. So you can't, I think the only real sin is not gaining the wisdom through the experience and doing it over and over again. It's also a sign of insanity, according to Einstein. But anyway, sin is just an archery term. It means you miss the mark. Reload, you got more arrows, try again.
Do you think that Trump's January inauguration will go smoothly?
Wow, yeah, that's yeah, I tell you right now, there was a time that I was getting some incredible information, like earthquakes, everything, down to the time and the magnitude, everything. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom. And then it started getting a little iffy, and the future became not so solid, you might say, not set in stone. And it's gotten even more, it's like in free flow right now. It's gotten even more harder. And so we're having these timelines collapse. And so where something really bad was going to happen in this one timeline, all of a sudden it just goes away. It collapses and we're back on the positive timeline. And so giving predictions right now, it's like dealing with this EBS, emergency broadcast, system, and the when are the dinars and everything going to be cashed in, and when is this and when is that, and when is my packet coming in the mail, which is going on since the 70s, but and they keep saying Tuesday, Tuesday it's going to come, but anyway, it's everything is changing. So it's not, if I say at 10 o'clock this is going to happen, well, at 9 o'clock something else may have happened that changed the 10 o'clock trajectory and it actually pushed it forward, or it's no longer necessary or whatever. So, and that's what's happening. I mean, we could have gone through a full-on civil war and just death and destruction, even a nuclear war, all these things. A lot of this stuff's been averted. And so now the plan has to adjust to what's happening. And that's what I'm seeing now. I know now that Trump's in, a lot of things have changed. And the White Hats and everybody else, they have a lot more control now, and they can do things probably. They can usher things in and make changes that don't have to be as horrific. And so, nobody knows. It's like even when I asked the higher dimensional beings, they said we're in free flow right now. Nobody. I asked them when is this EBS broadcast going to happen? And they said, well, it is going to happen soon. But at the same time, they said, even some of the people haven't totally decided that are going to make that decision. And they're watching for other events to happen. And if this event happens, then this event can happen. So when you get a clock, it's better to have an event clock because that's how things work. So this event is going to open the door for these other events to happen. And that's kind of how it's unfolding right now. I thought for sure before, I was telling people the information I got from inside sources were saying between the 24th and the 4th that something was going to happen. And they'd probably like collapse the old system and bring in the new. And I think that is happening. I think it's happening, but it doesn't have to be as drastic. And I think they will announce that, we are going to have a new currency. We're going to have a whole new system. We're going to have a quantum financial system. We're going to have this whole stronghold, with the deep state and the global elite, the eugenicists. All these guys are losing. They're pretty much toast right now. So everything's going to change. And Trump taking power was huge, him coming in. And they stopped. He actually won the last election as well, but they his daughter, forgot her name. I believe Laura Trump is her name. But she was head of the Republican Party, and they really did a great job. They caught them. They caught all these ballots coming in from California, truckloads of ballots. They caught them red-handed trying to change this election. So a lot of the stuff, and I think they're on top of the servers and all the other crap they're going to do. Space Fleet was probably on that. They probably had guys standing there right in their office saying, okay, this is the way it's going to go. You're not going to alter this. If you do, we're going to have an execution here and now. Probably things like that happen that we don't know about. And so, there's some pretty intense stuff, and she did a great job. Kicked ass. She took names, and man, they had an army of lawyers and observers and everything, and they just came down on these guys, and they tried to change all the laws and everything, so illegals could vote, anybody could vote. And the polls would never close until they got all their fake ballots in and everything else, and they went and shut all that down. So there's so much going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, and I think they've really got control of things now, and the bigger plan is being implemented, and there's a multidimensional force behind it.
What does Trump mean when he says there won't be any more elections?
This two-party system is coming to an end, basically. And when he said if he doesn't win, there won't be any other elections because the deep state and the global elite and all these guys who are backing Kamala would have total control of everything. And so there would be no more elections. It would just be installations and a big shit show, what we've seen in the past. And there's two things that one, that's one thing. The other thing is, if you look at like RFK, you look at Tulsi Gabbard, you look at Musk, you look at Joe Rogan, all these guys realized that this was coming, and they said, wait a second, I'm not gonna be a Democrat or a Republican. I'm gonna be an American. I'm gonna do what's right for the people. And they stood up and switched parties and said, he's got the best plan to turn all this around, and I'm gonna do what's best for America. And so that's what's happening right now. I don't think the Republican or the Democrat Party anymore is going to be functioning. I think they'll have people coming up with plans that are in the highest and best good, or serve the highest and best good of the people. And I think eventually we're going to have councils, galactic councils and things like that in the very near future. Because, you got these beings that are billions of years ahead of us in evolution that want to come and help. And I think it would be basic 101 good idea to work with them. They've gone through their wars. They've had their, some have gone through nuclear wars. Some have had some, they've gone through all that. They've transcended war, disease, poverty, everything. And why not go to these councils and say, hey, how can we become like you? How can we turn our planet around? And I think that's eventually where we're going to go.
Do you have any updates on Putin?
On Putin? Here's what I think. Okay, and this isn't set in stone, but this is probably gonna be the last question. We'll have to sign off. But when I tune into Putin, I don't feel anything negative. He's doing what he needs to do for his people. And he's been extremely trespassed on by NATO and these other groups. And the war industry is cashing in on this situation. And it's not at all what we've been told or what we think. And so I think now that Trump's in there, that, I'm sure he's already done it. He's already picked up the phone probably and said, okay, let's put an end to this. I'm sure he's going to do it with Israel and everybody. And now that he's come in, even Hamas is saying, hey, let's talk. We want to put an end to this war. He already had it all set into motion, and Biden came in and canceled all the Abraham Accords and all the other things that were set up. So we would have never gone through these wars. But there are the war hawks and the war industries and the corrupt politicians and everything that we're really cashing in on these things, these wars. I mean, Zelensky and his guys are made billions off of this. They've got mansions all over the world and yachts and everything else, but so are the other guys, the war industry guys. So anyway, that's all going to come to an end here really quick, because the gravy train's over. And you really think about all the people that paid the price for that just so they could make a buck, basically, and keep these wars going. And it's all about money, but that's all going to come to an end. And the arms are going to dry up. What if they gave a war and nobody came? What if they just stopped, providing the weapons? There's a lot of ways of doing this where they can use diplomacy and say, okay, no, we're not sending any more weapons. You guys need to make peace, period. And there's a lot of things they can do and say, if you make peace, we'll help you rebuild, we'll help you do this, we'll help you do that. So there's a lot of negotiations going on right now. And I'm sure he's talking to Rocket Man and all these other people. So I think you're going to see this get wrapped up pretty quick. We're going to go back into peace and prosperity, and our rights are going to be restored, and a lot of these agencies are just going to go away. They don't have any real authority anymore. They've already lost in the Supreme Court. So, a lot of this is just going to go away. And there are other ways of getting income to take care of whatever's necessary, which is going to shift into that. So I don't want to say too much more about that, because that's somebody else's program, and I don't want to say anything until they release it and it comes out. But things are going to change for the better. And the days of tyranny, the war and disease profiteers, is coming to a close rapidly. They're not frequencies specific to the ascension process. And there's nowhere to go. The whole galaxy is ascending. So, on that note, we'll probably have to come to an end because we're out of time. And again, everybody just hold the course, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Don't get angry at the Democrats. I mean, they're lashing out. They've got to process this, and we still need to be loving and compassionate and kind of help them understand what's really going on in these days to come. So anyway, on that note, again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times. James Gilliland signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.